are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Well, today we're going to talk about cardinal sins of leadership. And when a commandment needs to be acknowledged and embraced, a cardinal sin needs to be acknowledged and avoided. I want to talk in our time together today about three cardinal sins. Three things that are fairly common and three things that we will in fact recognize as being situations we found ourselves in the past, and if not in the past, certainly in the future, that need to be prepared for, so that we can acknowledge them and avoid them so that they don't become stumbling blocks in our continuing leadership journey. The first one is this. It's the simple act of being insensitive to the needs of others. Insensitivity. All of us work extremely hard, and all of us are pulled in every direction relative to challenges and circumstances and situations that we face, and oftentimes our focus is so clearly fixed on making a profit or making a goal, a deadline, an objective, and doing so through the people that we're working with, of course, that we miss the critical issues, the critical needs, the critical circumstances that the employees themselves, our followers, find themselves in. We have got to be sensitive to the human, to the personal needs of the people that we call followers and the people that we count on so much for us to be able to be successful in our own journey. Now, there are every kind of situation that you can imagine that we will encounter relative to these sensitivity needs. We've all seen the critical ones. We've seen sicknesses, and we've seen mistakes. We've seen problems that people have encountered. I've heard horror stories about people losing loved ones to death, a husband, a wife, a child, and the supervisor or the manager calling them, not asking about what they could do or not asking about their emotional well-being, but rather saying, when will you be back to work? Well, of course, that sends the wrong kind of message, and it creates an obstacle, and it creates an environment that, frankly, is not conducive to leadership and followership, but rather one that is antagonistic in nature. And as a result, we have to struggle to overcome. And in preparation for our time together today, I got to thinking about questions that I could ask you. And here's a question I want to ask you. Have you ever had an employee or, and I'm talking about in a professional realm now, not a personal situation, but have you ever had an employee or a counterpart or a peer, possibly, come to you and tell you something that was so personal, so intimate about him or herself, that you were shocked that they were sharing that information with you? For example, have you ever had someone say to you, tell you a little bit about, let's say, financial difficulties that they're going through, very personal kinds of things, finances normally are, but they've shared with you problems that they're having financially? Or maybe they've shared problems that they're having medically, a medical problem, a physical problem that is troubling them, and they wanted, for some strange reason, to share it with you. How about this? Have you ever had someone share with you a problem that they were having with their child, a child rearing, a behavioral kinds of circumstance or situation? They were embarrassed, but they still felt like they needed to share it with someone, and they chose you. How about this? Gets a little more personal, a little more intimate. Have you ever had someone come and share with you the fact that their spouse was being unfaithful? Or worse still, have they ever come and shared with you that they themselves were being unfaithful to a spouse or to a partner? On two different occasions, and frankly, I've had all of these situations occur in my management experience. And I'll bet most of you have, too, if you've been in your positions for a while. But on two different occasions, I had...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.